last time on Painted Black.
When a black person enrolled into Harvard, you're clearly on the ball team, right, kid? Yeah.
What sport are you here for?
Rowing? Get the fuck out.
We got plenty of white people back.
Like, listen, Rakim. We need at least one guy who can dunk, all right?
Yo, the Harvard protractors really need a power forward.
Right.
Well, they bought these from South Koreans.
No. Where is his tentacle?
Here's the deal. They were fucking...
Why is his genitals not blurred?
They were doing live sex shows with hyenas. Guys were getting off to that.
They throw out like...
When the one hyena was getting raped, like, oh, the one hyena is very enjoying this very much. Yeah.
Throw in the octopus. Yeah. Let it enjoy.
And the other hyena is not enjoying it at all.
Very
it
large.
Must be your female.
It's like,
hi-ya! Yeah.
They just couldn't get over it.
That noise. Oh, I hate that noise so much.
Right by his ass, it's gonna say like,
no.
Spit before you enter.
No. Right on my butt. It'd just be ask about my hand jobs. What about these hand jobs? Well, let me tell you all about them.
I consider them a healthy alternative for everyone involved. Yeah.
That's actually.
Like, hey man, did you get raped in jail? Nah, but I jacked off a lot of dudes.
I obtained a reading rainbow.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think.
How did you do that?
You bought a fake one.
I can't do anything.
It's in a book.
Reading Rainbow.
That was good.
Welcome back to the Week in Review with Painted Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Byrne.
What was the song playing behind the previously on?
Sonic.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I was getting into it.
You mean The Hedgehog?
Yeah. And it's not like the first zone. It's like, I think it's like that casino stage.
I was like digging it.
Yeah.
I got to listen back to that.
Stage. Speaking of songs, let me just play a little clip of us trying to make a song.
Oh, you isolated that?
From last... Yes.
Okay.
Because I think we started off okay.
We started off
there
terrible.
Then there was an argument. There was the groundwork, a foundation for what could have been an amazing song.
Lou, before you do that, let's just get intros out of the way.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm Pete. That's Brian.
Yeah.
You know Lou.
That's right.
We got Jillian back.
Bonjour.
And joining us for the first time in 2015, Andy B. Rules is back.
Hey there.
Now.
And we also got Ken. He'll be here.
Ken is running late.
The Pope.
The Pope mobile only runs so fast.
He got stuck waving to a crowd. Yeah.
He's blessing some people.
No, he could be excommunicating.
He's condemning
some
people.
Hookers.
It's Ken.
Also, I'd give a shout out to our sponsor, Whiskey. Thank you, Whiskey, for supporting us.
And red wine.
Well, hopefully.
Sponsor boobies.
Hopefully, get some new sponsors later.
A new bit later.
Little tease.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear the song. Let's hear how we did.
Boulder Dash, whatever that shit is.
We could do that.
Yeah, you want to do a quick round?
Definitely
yeah.
Do some Boulder Dash.
Boulder
that shit
Dash.
Was fucking hilarious.
Let's do that. You have that handy?
Yeah, pretend at a table.
We still don't have a theme. Somebody have anything they can play for this?
Let's just make one up right now.
Boulder Dash.
What about Rock the Casbah?
I don't have that handy.
You fuckers were supposed to come in with different instruments. I was on bass.
Oh, don't look at me like I'm dash.
You're on bass, woman, go.
No, he's on bass.
You're on drums,
then.
Okay, that was unlistenable.
Okay, you guys are not very good at that.
I like that it was wrapped up with a belch into the mic. That basically summed up that whole thing.
We're not musical, man. That's not our deal.
No,
no,
but
it was off to a good start.
Yeah, it was. And then you guys got into an argument. But I nailed the lyrics.
Well, I mean, sometimes you look at Jill and she's giving you nothing.
No, he's looking at me like he wants me to sing. I'm like, oh no,
you
that's
nailed,
not happening.
You say you nailed the lyrics?
Yeah.
Balder Dash, that's as far as you got.
No, I said something like, answer his questions.
You didn't say anything.
Again,
we just listened
not
to
lyrics.
It. You didn't say any of that shit.
I really did. If I got to play it again.
No, don't play, that
don't
shit
play
again.
It again. That was awful.
Wasn't
hang
good the
on,
first
hang
time.
On. Let's see where we're at. Listen to me.
like be like, dad,
you're on bass, woman, go.
No, he's on bass.
You're on drums,
then.
Okay. Okay, all right. In all fairness, you were singing, and then you just kind of devolved into scatting poorly.
That's okay, though. I got the main points out. Balderdash, we're answering questions. That's all there is to the game.
Every time I listen to it, I always listen to my argument with Jill instead of what the hell you were saying. Yeah. I didn't realize you were saying it.
Yes.
Yeah, I got distracted by your argument again.
But Ken was on bass, I think. No, you were on bass.
I was doing bass.
Oh.
You were doing
Ken did
drums.
Like a trumpet.
He was doing horns.
And then I thought Jill was going to take over drums, so I started doing the vocals.
No, I was trying to stay out of it.
That was your cue, though.
Wait. Like, for what? You looked at me if you want me to sing it. I didn't want to sing.
I was like, take the drums.
That's
and then,
not what that looks at. That looks at belt some gospel woman. I'm like, I don't
You're just
do that.
Pointing at her. That's not a
That's
thing.
That's the thing. Like, you give her like the old Mankind guns.
Give her the
Cactus Jack.
Cactus Jack. The two guns.
Yeah.
It's bang, bang, guys.
Goodbye, bang.
Bang, bang.
And then I start humming Amazing Grace, but no. That's what I do.
It's indoctrinated into you through years and years of humming it.
Yeah. That's how black people get through things. Humming explained it perfectly.
A weird coincidence. Right. I bought a black Honda Odyssey, and when I first put in the keys to ignition, it was like, weird for a Japanese car to be doing that, but all right.
Well, we just speaking of that, pre-show, you were discussing how General Chow was for real. I don't care what any Asian bitch says. And
that wasn't an on-mic thing, was it?
No, it wasn't. Before the show. And how we came to the conclusion that he was probably like the Chinese Harriet Tubman.
Yes.
And the Yellow Railroad.
Yeah.
Yo, this kind of sounds chickens? Like some Asian news. I don't know.
I know. Maybe we should... Yum.
It's the official General Chow theme.
Yeah, yeah, right.
He was a great man. He made a fantastic chicken.
Wait,
nice and spicy.
Is it Chow or Sal?
It's like T-Z-U or some shit like
it's
that.
It's Chow Zool? Out here, but out there it's Sal.
I went to a...
So I'm saying it right.
Yes.
You're saying it wrong.
I went to a Taiwanese restaurant.
American.
I went to a Taiwanese restaurant yesterday. It was the most rude service I've ever had in my life.
You ought to know.
And actually, that was the most polite service they could ever give you.
We this sat down, light. And we order food, and they put the plate in front of my lady friend, and within 2 seconds, they come back and take the plate away, and we don't know why.
Maybe you got the blowfish.
They were just like, ugh.
Did you pay for that plate?
Eventually, when we got actual food, which we didn't even finish our food, and they put the check down.
Okay.
Like, you really don't like us, Gaijin, do you?
They're like that with each other, so don't take offense.
No,
it's just how certain cultures are.
I've been to Asian places that are... Was it, like, very packed, or...?
It was a Friday night.
Because that's the thing. They will try and force you out quick to get the next guy in. That's all about money. It's not about...
It was just rude.
It's not about whitey, you know, taking up the space.
They should just give you the gong and throw you out.
Like, we give you food, you eat, food, you go. We give you food, you eat, food, you go. It's very simple. We give you food, you eat, food, you go. Next person now.
You're done now.
I like that. I like Jillian's version right there.
It's very simple.
I picture that as they're yelling that at you as you're sitting and eating. No, you finish food, you pay, you go.
Pay, you go.
You're done. Did him out.
Yeah, you don't eat vegetables. They're gross anyway. Next customer.
Big boy, you don't need to eat anymore. You go. You right. Eat me out business. You go now.
You too fat. You know, order fried ice cream.
Fried ice cream?
Which
what
is delicious.
Is fried? I've never had fried
ice It's just ice cream wrapped in fried dough.
Now, that doesn't even sound like an ethnic dessert, though, because usually ethnic desserts kind
of
suck.
It's probably not. It's one of those things that they say is like Japanese, but it's really just out here.
It's fried. It's American, clearly.
100%. Yeah. It's just one of those things that's like, oh, American like fried things. Yeah.
Like guess where fried butter was invented?
Yeah. Oh, America. Ugh,
yeah,
that's fucking
yeah.
Disgusting.
Dude,
fuck yeah.
I mean, have you ever been to like an ethnic restaurant? Like I'm talking about like Indian, Chinese, and then just like, would you like dessert? Like, no.
Bombay Cafe.
I don't want the sorbet, okay? No.
Tasted your cookies. They're awful.
It's like weird spiced sorbet.
I love
curry cookies, huh?
I love ethnic food, and he knows this, but the one thing I'll always turn down, no, do you know what your dessert will go to Carvel? Thank you very much.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you. I'll go back to America for that portion of the meal. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm not lactose intolerant, but like Carvel is so rich that I'd just be dropping just awful beefs after. I'm just like,
well, you know what?
You got a lactose thing going on.
Oh, that's what we
No, just
were...
Carvel, man. It's just like
Carvel lactose. Yeah. Because that's not real.
It's not nothing lactose? But Asians in there either, so.
In Carvel?
Yeah.
Really?
The one by my house, it's, you know, one old Asian lady is running the whole joint.
Oh, well, that's why.
Well, my grandfather used to be really good friends with this one by over by me, and he was, like, Afghanistan, and then he was talking about, you know, after 9/11, he, like, you know, he's like, hey, what's going on with Afghanistan, guy? And he's just like, oh, we love America. Blah, blah. He put American flags up all over shit.
Yeah.
George Bush, number one.
Oh, he's the best.
George Bush, Jesus Christ, number one.
You know, if Hispanics attacked the U.S., my way to try and identify Hispanics as an American, I'd dress like just like Guile. I'd get the haircut.
Sleeveless. Big American flag tattoo.
Exactly.
Play that theme whenever you enter a room.
Uh-huh.
Hispanics attacking the U.S., like with the Great Tortilla War of...
of 2017.
It's just a hypothetical.
Yeah. Oh, look, Lou's here.
Right.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
I mean, oh, look who grew up there.
Some here, Sonic Boom.
Some Columbus type comes back. Tries to discover us once again. I don't know.
Comes to discover Mexico.
Not Mexico.
You said America.
Mexicans.
You said all right, bad.
This is stupid.
Oh. Yeah.
Let's get on. Let's not backtrack and try to figure out where this bit went awry.
Columbus did something. All right.
Let's instead start the show proper.
Yeah.
And do some news.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, from the invisible airways of the Planet Back Studios, here is the news.
You're cute.
Oh. What? Where did that come from? What?
Pete, just calm down.
Yeah.
I couldn't help it. Lou's got that Guile thing going on.
The long blonde hair with the flat top.
Flat top.
I wish you would grow that.
High
That'd
and
be
tight.
So awesome.
It would just be a fro.
I mean, but if you like, you know, you did some work to it, you get some straightener, you flat ironed it out, you gelled it up.
Yeah.
I would tell everybody that you're my friend. Like, I would just go out of my way. I'd be like, that is my good friend Lou right there.
He'd be showing pictures of
up
you.
Up until now, he's just been denying it.
Yeah. That guy? Nah.
So, yo, check out my friend Lou. He's got a guy here. The guy's the man.
All right. Well, let's start the news here. So we have a McDonald's story in Wisconsin where a woman was thrown out. You want to guess why?
Because she's eating everything?
You're not going to get it because this is a weird one.
She came in without any pants on and was defending the rights of the cow.
Well, let me...
defending the rights of the cow?
Yeah.
We serve chicken nuggets too, lady.
I will say this.
Fuck the chickens.
I will say this. She was definitely an animal person.
She's PETA?
Well, she's a fan because she was kicked out because she was dining with a kangaroo.
Whoa.
What?
Thank what? You.
Debbie.
Crikeys.
Debbie Thomas wants to take out her pet for a lovely meal at McDonald's, but there's one catch. It's a kangaroo.
Adam Sandler stars. Right.
Rob Schneider is the kangaroo.
Now, when you see this kangaroo, it's a baby kangaroo. But it's
awesome.
Who it looks like Kangaroo Jack, like it's got a hoodie. And a
who
diaper.
Ever kicked this lady out?
Yeah.
How the hell did she get a kangaroo?
Cutest thing ever. He's wearing a little red jumper. Oh, he's so
8-month-old kangaroo.
And she got kicked out for that?
Yeah. Jimmy is its name.
I want one.
A kangaroo?
No,
I mean, no.
They punch.
They're
yeah, that's
what
I bastard. Like the most about it. I want to get home, come in, get into fights.
Anybody
go.
Ever eat kangaroo?
Yeah, no. I have.
I have. Yeah. It's like gamey as fuck.
I was going to say, it sounds fucking gamey.
It's tough. Yeah. It's like chewing a tire.
Yeah, it's like eating rubber.
Great restaurant in New York City called Public. They serve Australian, New Zealand food, oxtail, kangaroo, all you can want.
I like oxtail.
Yeah, it's really
oxtail's good.
Mm-hmm. We should go.
What about the other meats? You guys tried like alligator?
Or... Gator's good.
I tried gator in Florida.
Gator sold out. I never had gator. I wanted it.
Gator's real good. You got to get the tail meat. It's sweet.
I did take a time
out. And with that,
you take a time out real quick.
Oh man! Or we could just
all right, just go. You go through it.
He's here. All we all hear him. Walking
everyone,
in.
The Pope is
the
here.
The Pope has entered.
Do you want to get that chair?
Well, I'm in Austin.
All right.
Yeah. Get yourself situated there.
We have a lineup of awesome t-shirts.
Where's my holy
I wish
God
we were. I wish we were videotaping this because we have a lineup of awesome t-shirts like right on this side of the room.
Yeah.
We got Boo with the angel thing.
The weeping angel.
Covering their eyes. We've got what looks like...
Some shock jockey.
Yeah.
Right? That's a Bioshock thing?
Yeah. Bioshock Infinite.
And we got Cheech and Chong. right?
Yeah, it's him.
Nice.
Yeah, Ken's just annoyed we didn't sprinkle rose petals when he walked in.
Oh, you should have.
Is that a Pope thing?
I don't know. It's a no. Ken thing.
That was like a the Princess of Munda
thing. Yeah,
it's
an African prince thing.
Anyway, Ken, just to get you caught up, a woman was thrown out of McDonald's for dining with her friend, an 8-month-year-old kangaroo.
Named Jimmy.
That seems a little bit hard.
And a red jumper.
Was he a paying customer?
Of course he was.
They were pissed because he was trying to get the kids' meal, and they were like, he's not a kid, blah, blah, blah.
Like, was he like one of those welching homeless people in the city?
Was that intentional?
What?
That a baby kangaroo is known as a kid?
Yes, it was.
Yes, I'm super close.
Yes, this is what I know.
I know many things bad. Christopher Columbus and kangaroos, yes.
Well, she claims she takes this kangaroo everywhere, including her church. She is a Mormon. So she takes it to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
So she has to sit in the back row because he's not getting close to God.
Nah, he thinks it's all bullshit.
He's like, this nigga got the scriptures from a hat? Magic. Oh, thank you.
Magic gems? Sounds bogus, bro. I'm going to hop on out of here.
I'll be over at the Scientology Center, suckers.
Yeah.
You guys don't believe in the Great Rue?
The Great Rue. Motherfucker.
You know, the mother Rue, she gave birth to the earth, you know?
We all popped out of her pocket.
We're all just living in her pouch.
So they left the McDonald's and they went to the movies and watched Taken 3 instead.
Taken 3? What are we?
Did they really? Because that sounds awesome.
Yeah, that's what this says.
The Rue's lovely and Neeson.
Life gives lemons, make lemonade.
So did they get their McDonald's at all?
No, they went to the movie hungry, apparently.
Why? Actually, Jill, when life gives you lemons, you go see Taken 3.
With your kangaroo buddy.
Yeah. She's like, I'm shocked that you made it to 3. After the all the corpses he left in that empty Eastern European town, you'd figure there would be no Taken 2.
Taken 15 will be taking place in the year 2045.
I do want to see a movie, though, with Liam Neeson, Denzel Washington, and what's his name? Keanu Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
As old guys who kick ass now.
Not Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis a dick.
Because Bruce Willis and Liam Neeson would be my shit.
He doesn't do anything anymore.
Bruce Willis.
I want some Harrison Ford in there too.
Some racist ass Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson. Yeah.
He'll be producing.
What about Samuel L?
No, just don't put any Jews in there. If you put no.
I still want Harrison Ford.
Snow Ben Stiller as the comic relief.
Uh oh, Jew in the movie.
Uh oh. All
right, next
story. We have a follow up from one we did a week or two ago. Remember the guy who got in trouble for eating a cheeseburger while driving?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That reckless motherfucker.
Just in short, he's going free. He's good.
Oh, wait, nice. He went to jail?
No, but he got a ticket. They dismissed it.
Was he like, fought the law and
the law
lost.
Let him go because it was
that was
stupid.
Not the proper drop.
No, wrong song.
Like, what was his defense?
Is there
like,
a song about beating the law that I don't know about?
I fought the
you
law
gotta fight for your right to party.
Went well,
yeah. I think that's fuck the police.
Yeah, oh yeah, cop killer.
Fuck the police.
Cop killer by Ice-T, bro.
Right.
Yeah. All right. I mainly chose to Lou. I gotta thank Lou. Lou sends me every story, and he does a hell of a job with it because he finds these weird ass things.
Thank you.
But the reason I wanted to read this mainly was because the picture on the website was a big American flag with a cheeseburger with a bald eagle flying over it and a Texan guy pointing at it.
An American hero.
Can we play "And I'm Proud to Be an American"? Because that just needs that right there.
Proud to be an American.
Well, at least I know I'm free.
The real story here is they're trying to take all our rights, man. Next, you won't be able to like eat a bowl of cereal while driving either.
Yeah.
What's the world come
that's
to?
A little more hardcore.
What's the world come to?
How do you eat breakfast?
Yeah.
First, like what is Dennis and fucking It's Always Sunny where he like spilled it all over himself. He's like, of course you eat bowls of cereal. Yeah.
Did you see the new one?
The one
the Birdman episode?
The Birdman?
They did the whole thing in one take with the Birdman music playing.
Oh, I didn't get ahead of any of Birdman. I never saw Birdman. But I saw that episode where Charlie doesn't get he gets the A for the inspection.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was one of the most brilliant things I've ever seen. 10 seasons in, and that show was...
Just do it, you bitch! You bitch! You fucking bitch!
But 10 seasons
goddamn
in...
Goddamn bitch!
And that show is just as impressive as it ever was. So, just wanted to call that out.
You goddamn bitch! You
let's
bitch.
Do a story from Brazil. Where a woman was struck by a stray bullet.
I thought for sure it was going to be about a green monster shocking people. Brazil!
I thought
it's amazing. It's amazing how vague that sounded at first. until you say one word.
Yeah.
Just the perfect cadence.
I thought it was going to be about, like, the, you know, these bugs fighting us, and the capital of the world is in Brazil, apparently.
And then some Japanese hero came in and was like,
oh, you can
rescue the townspeople.
Again, you'll fit in well with your guy, Ola. Anyway, this woman was struck by a random bullet during a shootout, and guess what saved her life?
But her bikini wax.
Her bra.
A cigarette.
I figured it was Brazil be about the booty.
What kind of bra is this?
No, it was dem titties.
Dem titties. We call them the bullet stoppers.
Some tickle titties.
The bullet stoppers.
Apparently, the bullet hit the underwire of her bra and saved her life.
How big was the underwire of this ginormous bra?
That's the question.
Time out. What I really want to know is how big them titties.
They had to have some cushion, right?
It struck her under the left breast and...
Shake, senora.
And the bullet squashed on the bra.
The correct term is breast assist.
Boom, cheeky, boom.
Sorry, Ken.
That is incredible luck right there.
It squashed on the left breast assist.
There you go. If you're going to say it, use the medical fucking terminology, Pete. Come on.
She says it was deliverance from God. I say she should thank Victoria's Secret. You're putting your thanks in the wrong spot there.
Yeah.
Somebody.
Just thank God she didn't have those itty-bitty titties.
Yeah. She would be dead. Oh, my God.
That's what she was thanking God for, endowment.
Now, if it hit her in the booty, she wouldn't even have noticed.
Would have deflected.
Right.
Back. Yeah.
Probably would have killed
the bullet would have blown up.
Yeah. Defected and hit a war criminal or something amazing like
that. All right.
Next one. What do you guys think of when you think of teddy bears?
Theodore Roosevelt.
Snuggle.
Build-A-Bear.
Anyone else?
Teddy Ruxpin.
Ted the movie.
Teddy Ruxpin is probably what I would think too, man. Sticking a cassette in his
Oddly head. Enough, Brian's the closest because that's a bear that has sex because this is a teddy bear sex toy that has hit the market.
No.
I mean, is it a male or a female?
Just like it's the just a one? Teddy bear with its tongue sticking out.
It's just for oral.
You want to see the picture?
It's cute. Oddly enough, I want one, but not for deviant reasons. It's just cute.
Sure. Yeah, okay.
It's bullshit. Just cute.
Yeah, I read Playboy for the article.
I do!
Actually, at this point, I think Playboy's articles are really good because no one jacks at the fucking magazines.
Yeah,
that's a wasted nut.
Yeah.
Playboy just goes on Reddit, like, whatever, the day before they're going to fucking print their magazine and prints everything from Reddit.
Yeah.
It's like a whole bunch of lists and pictures that I've already seen.
Really?
What? Yeah. I'm like, why do I know this?
Good.
So well,
I'm not missing out on it.
No, you probably read it right.
What's the deal with this sexy bear? All
right, it's called Teddy Love, and it's a woman developed this. Her name is Wendy Adams. What the hell?
We're talking about
making love to a teddy bear.
All right. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about, tell me what this teddy bear I want for Valentine's Day?
Let's get sexy.
This is the bear I want for Valentine's Day. Tell me more.
I'll read what the woman said. She lives in New England. She was hugging her teddy bear, watching some TV.
She was humping her teddy bear.
When the nose of the teddy bear hit her nipple and she got turned on.
It was her clitoris.
Yeah, those lyrics kicked in just right.
What kind of lonely existence is this fucking
that? Get a cat, bitch.
It goes on, though. So, she figured if that teddy bear nose felt good there, she started rubbing it downstairs when her husband walked in. And they started playing together with the teddy bear.
Sounds like she did have a cat.
So did he grind on the teddy bear while it was...
He fucked that teddy bear right.
He made a hole and inserted.
He made it unusable. It's all matted and gross.
It's sticky now.
It's gross.
Teddy bear's eyes
are... on the inside.
Oh no, I just wanted to help you with your laundry. What are you doing?
What are you doing? Hello, out there. I just want to make your blankets huggably soft.
No, don't put that there. Why? No.
So she hired a electric circuitry company to wire up the bear's nose to make it vibrate.
This chick is committed to what turns her on that? And gets
her
off. She just
tied a vibrator in his head.
But... Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Right behind it. How did she explain that to the company, though? Like,
listen.
Look, I'm going to...
nose vibrate?
Yeah. You know what I'm doing.
Wait, she called a teddy bear company?
No, called an engineering company.
Wait, the engineering company took that call? They're like, we're building fucking jets and shit, lady. Like,
she shows up.
You do know we have iPods.
You call Boeing. Like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
She shows up.
Boeing.
She shows up in a meeting with General Electric. She's sitting there in front of the CEO's desk. He's like, what can I help you with? She pulls a teddy bear for use out of her pocketbook. Can you make that vibrate?
Look, this is Apple Lady. We got better things to do.
She called up a sex shop. They're like, you fucked up, lady.
That's messed up, lady. That's a child's toy.
They called GE, and GE was like, all right, everybody, put the fucking fusion splitter on hold right now.
we gotta make
this bear's motherfucking nose vibrate.
We don't need the car that runs on salt water. We need a teddy bear that gets his chick off now.
Yeah, absolutely. Fucking...
Luckily, it wasn't a Teddy Ruxpin. He would scream for help.
What's the name of the bear again?
I'll
Teddy
tell
Love.
You a story, kid.
Teddy Love.
Teddy Ruxpin got some.
Put the tape in. It just starts telling 50 Shades of Grey stories.
And then she tied me up.
This thing, I said. What is that?
They put this device in my nose, and now I'm used on her clitoris.
All right, and she also says that this is not specifically for women. This confused me, so. Maybe I'm lacking imagination, but she says women, it's marketed towards women, but men can use it too.
Ugh.
Just turn it upside down.
Wait. What? Strong enough for a man, but women like it too.
Explain where she's...
Your butthole, motherfucker.
Yeah, the butt.
Put that in the butt?
You don't have to turn it upside down.
Wait, time out. Why couldn't a man catch some head from the bed?
Why doesn't it have an open mouth?
It doesn't have an open mouth, yeah.
It has a little tongue. It's like...
It has an open mouth?
No, it has a tongue sticking out, but a closed mouth.
And that's what's fucking vibrating.
Yeah.
So
and the nose.
You turn that upside down so you can fit it under your ball sack.
Why don't you just not fuck a bear?
Yeah. Ken, you're really revealing a lot about how you...
Before we go further with the use of this bear, and might be jumping the gun here...
I know what you're going to ask.
Can we do some promos for this product?
You
want to
try it out.
Teddy Love.
All you're trying to do is get a free sex toy out of this, Jill.
Yeah. Well, let me just say, Jill, if you order before Valentine's Day, they have a special deal where you get it for $74.95. Just go to teddylove.net.
Brian, you want a bear vibrating on your asshole?
No.
Why
not?
Have you ever fantasized about fucking a stuffed toy?
If I had a stuffed toy, it'd be a dolphin. All
right. Listen,
fuck you! Think you're so smart?
Brian's all about the power moves.
I would go mythical. I would go like unicorn.
And then you're just a horse
you're
fucker.
Definitely getting fucked in the butt by a unicorn. Though that's like
a
vicious little animal.
Instead of a horn, it's got just a giant dick on its forehead.
Dick of corn. Yo, imagine the female unicorns had, like, instead of a big horn, it's like a big pussy in the middle of their forehead. And you could literally fuck their brains out.
Or else they'd be dead.
Right,
where do they give birth from?
I want to hear some Teddy Love.
Where do they pee from?
I want to hear some Teddy Love promos right now. Or
I just read one.
Let's hear you try and promote them.
Yeah. Give us a good live ad right now.
Okay. Numbers.
Thank you, Jill.
You like to give back, huh?
Order before Valentine's Day.
Can I get some like infomercial music? Like that?
Do we have
infomercial music?
You're really putting us on the spot here.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Sit on that for a second.
Okay.
Let it simmer in your brain.
Yeah.
Come up with something.
We're going to read our last news story.
Okay.
And we'll jump back to you for it. Okay.
Cool.
All right. So this is a guy who I really feel for. He wrote a very sad little story here. Lou knows what I'm talking about. He's a 30-year-old man who has 100 orgasms left.
Yeah.
Before his dick stops working.
What?
Was he got a little counter on it?
It's not the new Eddie Murphy movie.
1,000 cum shots.
I feel like this guy needs a Kickstarter, and we need to get this guy like banging porn stars. Because if he's got 100, we should put this online.
Yeah.
And we should have like a fan vote, and it should be like the 100 women that he should bang.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
No, because here's what he's got. He's got a idiopathic fibrosis of the corpora cavernosa, which means that there's a reservoir in your dick that fills with blood every time you have an erection. But what happens every time he gets an erection is he has an autoimmune reaction, which causes scar tissue to build up in that reservoir. So they gave him a rough number of how many times he can shoot a load, which is around 100. So he's basically, that's terrible because he now doesn't sleep with women. He doesn't jack off. That's out of the question.
Here's the thing, though. It's every time he gets an erection, not necessarily every time he jacks off.
It says orgasm. It might just be when he gets an erection.
Because if it's erection, he's at 100 days left.
Jack, right?
Right. Like,
he's going to wake up and like lost one.
He has a wet. That actually says right here. He goes, I'm worried I'll lose a nut to a wet dream.
I would I would have no patience for that, though. Like, I would set up that whole list, and then I would jack off. Like,
you'd get diagnosed on Monday and run out of jizz on Monday afternoon.
If there was if it was like every erection I get killed it. Like, if I got an erection, I'm jacking off or calling up a hooker.
No matter where I am.
Yeah.
But I like the idea of, let's get this guy like a Make-A-Wish Foundation thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, let's get him like a model. Like a Victoria's Secret model. Chick.
It's a finite thing, bro. Get him a good hobby. He's going to be fucking pretty bored later.
No, make his last few worth it.
That's on him. We get him involved in maybe some soapbox racing or something like
that.
No.
You missed the...
I'm thinking long term, not short term.
Sweetheart, the obvious hobby is hunting.
Hunting?
Yes.
Why?
Big gun, shoot off, and you kill something.
That's like doom cock.
Sex.
Nah, yeah, if you're below the Mason-Dixon line, then sure.
Signed up for like an Ivy League school, like, you know, DeVry University.
Yeah.
Right?
The creme de la creme.
Without sex on this guy's brain, he's going to like cure every disease within a year.
Oh, this guy's going to be fucking rocket science. He's getting us to Mars.
Yeah. Lou, you all are missing the point. It's not that sex isn't going to be in his brain, it's just that he can't do anything about it. It's going to be the worst thing.
Exactly. He's going to be like Stephen Hawking, too.
No, he's not.
No, Stephen Hawking is an actual degenerate.
I think he gets some pussy. Did you see that movie?
He might go full retard. He might just go full retard. Once his dick stops working, all he's thinking
about is wear a helmet for no reason.
Has nobody seen the Seinfeld episode where George stops having sex and starts speaking Portuguese?
Yeah, but his dick works perfectly fine.
He shows them the Yankees had hit home runs. He's like, we won the World Series. Yeah, but in six games.
In six games. All right. Well, that's that story. So I think a Kickstarter's in order, or a GoFundMe or something.
I'm not
going
to do that. We get this guy, laid properly for the last few times.
I think people out there who are less lazy than me should fucking do that.
Oh, I'm not going to do it. I'm just saying somebody should.
Well, you know, Nicki Minaj actually does a lot of charity work, so maybe this is up her alley.
She should definitely bang this guy twice.
Get that booty, you know, to work.
That would
make it clap.
Yeah.
Make that booty clap. Yeah. Why don't
you? I like that.
Make that booty clap. Why don't you?
Good idea, Ken. So that's why we keep you around.
It's the only kind I have.
All right. Well, that's the news. So, Jillian, do you have your...
I do. Can I have some music? Any music's fine.
I got you, babe.
He got it, yeah.
For the teddy bear that you bang?
Yeah, teddy love. I got it.
Do you got her?
Yeah.
Ladies, been dumped for the last time. He's not calling you back. Know who won't forget about you? Know who will always love you?
Wait, cut.
What?
Just a couple notes. All right, you're really not selling the teddy bear.
I'm getting there.
I don't think so. I think
maybe she's selling.
You're selling a vibrator. I don't hear teddy bear. All right, take two. Take two.
All right, here we go.
You got to listen to the director here.
Fine. Ladies, feeling a little lonely? Want a little love? Call Teddy Love. Teddy Love will always be there for you. He's been there for you in the past, as little girls. He was your thunder buddy.
Cut.
Hey, I'm getting there!
The little girl thing, that just completely off, creepy. In a gross direction.
Fuck,
I didn't like it. I heard teddy bear, but then I heard pedo bear.
Yeah.
Okay?
Damn it.
All right, take three.
Wait. Teddy Love. Bring the thunder in the bedroom.
Cut. Teddy bears don't bring thunder.
Come on.
They're huggably soft.
No, you gotta like say why it's cool. It's like you want to keep your vibrator out in the open and have no one know.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. See.
Washing machine safe. Boom. Ladies.
Okay.
Washing machine safe.
Take four.
Let's go, Jeff.
Cut. I didn't like the face she was making during that one.
She's being very difficult.
Pause. Right? Aside from the whole
can we get someone else to do this? She's being the talent is very difficult to work with.
Wait.
We're going to give Ken one. Ready?
Go. All right, go
Ken.
For it.
Pope Ken, Teddy Love, take one.
Teddy bear. Knock your socks off. Boom.
Boom. One take. That's why he's a pro.
Take a load off, Annie, with my teddy bear.
I don't even need to listen to that. Wrap that shit up, mail it out.
That's it. We just one take and we're good to go.
And for men, if you need a little extra tingle for your dingle, Teddy Love.
Turn her upside down.
Right. You want somebody to eat that booty?
You want
booty?
One more, Jill?
No, I don't want one more because this is going to prime example of how men think of what women want.
What, a pedophile bear?
Listen, I have to display my...
the thunder?
I display my vibrator proudly in my bedroom. It's a work of art.
Teddy loves not plowing them.
It's got 14-karat gold involved in it.
What we're trying to get across here is that Teddy Love is, in fact, a tender lover.
Yes.
A faithful companion.
You know,
and above all, a friend.
The women don't realize.
Oh, what the fuck are you talking about? What?
I'm sorry.
That's what we're looking for.
We should
for
go
in
off
bedroom?
On your 50 Shades of Teddy Bear.
Oh,
yeah.
God. You were born with a sex toy right at the end of your wrist.
That's my favorite one.
Thanks, buddy.
I got two of them.
We want a protector and a guardian that's going to bring it in the bedroom and fuck up anyone who tries to mess with us.
So you need to fuck a Minotaur instead of a teddy bear.
No, the teddy bear.
So get a gun that the handle's a fucking vibrator.
Yeah. That would sell.
The teddy
Dude,
bear. The
this
teddy
is America.
Bear.
Sounds like she wants a dragon with a little dick.
Yeah.
Baby dick dragon.
No, not a little dick. I said bring it in the bedroom. You can't do that with a baby dick. I'm sorry.
A fucking dragon.
All right? Size doesn't matter.
We're talking dragon, too.
Yeah, dragon would literally scare you, bro. Like,
yeah.
He said baby dick dragon.
A baby dick dragon? It'll still be huge.
Is Ken's mic a little low?
I think he's not close enough.
Okay. I couldn't really hear it.
Well, don't describe it as baby dick. That's gross in so many ways.
I don't want his mic.
Don't ever use the word baby and that D word in
If I put a little teddy bear if I put a little teddy bear on it, would you be all mad at it? Like...
No means no, man.
All right. Well, that was fun. But,
also, that song was terrible.
I had like a Country Time Lemonade kind of thing going
on. The only reason why I picked it is because the name of the song is called Take a Load Off Annie. And I was like, well, you know, that's kind of fucking
funny. I'm
Drop
black.
A load on Annie.
Yeah.
No, it's for like a women's sex toy. It's like, so take a load off Annie.
Yeah.
Yeah, country music doesn't make me wet. I'm
that's
black.
It's not a country song.
It's kind of country.
It's like a hippie song more.
Yeah.
It's even worse.
Is it like a thing against black people liking country music?
Unless you're like Darius Rucker.
Yeah.
No.
We're not really allowed to like it.
You're not allowed to like country?
You can like the blues. You can like, you know, gospels and shit like that from the South. But you can't like, you know, she broke my heart, so I broke her jaw kind of shit.
The only dark I like.
Like that.
The only hood I love is pointy and white. Can't trust you if I can't see your face at night. I think we all
know who I'm talking about.
No, a black guy made
catchy.
That.
Thank you, Toby Keith.
Yeah, a black guy made that.
While it's catchy, technically we can't let people know we like that. It's got to be. But
first of all, I don't think it's a black-white thing. It's like a regional thing. I bet you if you go down to like wherever they play that, the black population kind of likes it too.
Yeah. And they keep it to themselves.
Well, yeah, because the blacks and the whites, where probably that is from, don't hang out.
Like, but you know when he gets to his bedroom, he's do-si-do-ing it up.
Was it don't break my heart.
Yeah. No.
Just kick line.
No.
Step dancing.
He's like, finally, I get to take these Jordans off.
Put on my boots.
Get my nice spurs.
I remember in
put on some chaps.
Elementary school, I went to a square dance, right? And my aunt took me, and I was young. I'd be like, you know, like 7 or 8. It was like first, second grade. I remember being like, this is considered fun? Like, this sucks, man. I hated it.
I've been to square dancing nights at like this barbecue restaurant that was by where I used to live, and it is awful. There's always like 3 old people.
I figured
that'd
be right
only
up,
once.
I figured that'd be right up your alley because like square dancing is like you got to be starchy and stiff, and it's like, you can wear plaid and no one. You can be straight as a board, and everyone's like, "You're a great dancer, kid." Like,
man, that's good.
Well, you're kind of selling me on it. I'm thinking about it now.
Ain't no one gonna serve you in a fucking.
That guy's not even moving his arms, man. He really knows what he's doing.
I'm a pro.
Man, you know what? We should all go there and then fucking just have a blast with these old ladies.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa, time out now.
Just have a blast.
Man. And do what?
Do-si-do like a motherfucker.
Like a motherfucker.
Man. Walk up to him, tip my cowboy hat.
Just do-si-do. Also, Ken, that's got to be like your wet dream. Old ladies at a bar getting tipsy.
Nah. Bop, bop, bop.
Old ladies in the club getting tipsy.
Right.
Lou, I don't know where you thought you got this insight about my dreams, but they don't involve.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Nah.
Ken's favorite saying is the older the berry, the sweeter the juice.
It was the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
That's what it's supposed to be, but.
You like elderberries.
Yeah.
Never even tried an elderberry.
Sure can. Nobody could see him winking, by the way.
Yeah.
All right, Lou, I'm going to throw it to you now because you got some games set up here.
All right.
And some stuff. So take it away.
Should we start doing a song like doom 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 doom?
Well, you said you were gonna have something prepared. Did you? Did
you? No, funny enough, I totally forgot to do it.
So let's try to improvise again one more time.
I was watching movies all day like a slouch.
You want to try to redeem right, that?
Who wants what? Let's just start.
So if it's your thing, you start up. Help us out.
Yeah. All right.
Luke,
so,
you're dictated.
I got snare drums. That's all I can do.
You got the snares. Got Ken's the snare already drum. On the bass.
I'll do anything, bro. I can play any. I can play any mouth instrument.
Who wants a guitar?
They call me the mouth maestro.
Who makes a guitar noise?
Just make any. Any.
I'll take guitar. I'll take lead guitar. All
right.
Okay.
He's
windmilling.
Yeah, dude.
And you want like keys or something?
Why the fuck do you do keys?
Just like doop, doop, doop.
Okay, doop, doop, doop. So I'll do the doop.
That's fine. It's good enough.
So what am
this
I doing?
This is mouth music, man.
Okay.
It doesn't have to sound...
Yo,
you don't, have to, be, what you is don't Andy? Have to be the guy from fucking Police Academy.
What does Andy got?
Andy, I guess...
The bleeps.
Got,
give him the bleeps.
No, you can do like... Because she's got snares and hi-hats, I guess. So
yeah.
You like the bass drum like... Or something like that, you know?
You're splitting the drum setup?
Yeah.
No, he gave you the doop doop patat, kid. All right,
yeah, like the bass drum. Yeah.
Ooh, what am I doing?
Not bad.
I think you're doing the bass because he said he wants guitar, right?
You want bass guitar.
So guitar, bass.
Let me just tell you. Here's the preview of the guitar. It's going to be like,
all right, so you got guitar. He'll do the bass. He's going to start with Ken, go to Jill, and then y'all just come in.
Okay.
Start
and I'll do the lyrics.
All right. So point us when you want us to come in, all
right? All right, let's do it.
Out here in the field.
You fucking guys.
Yeah, I would say we know that.
You guys all gotta stay on the same tempo.
You, Lou, I think we nailed it.
Alright.
The final present to pay me the
two. Now you isolate that and we have a theme.
Okay. Alright, so let's get
I never in my preview I never did get past the wow wow. I had nothing after that.
Well, you should have done wow 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 boulder dash is what you should have done.
Whew.
Out here in the fields, we're playing boulder dash.
All right, so Andy B, you've played Balderdash before. That's actually where he got his name, Andy B.
For Balderdash?
Because you know the anagram ones?
Yeah.
There was something that was kind of like ABR, so but went... not quite. And I had written his answer form, sort of, and it came out Andy B Rules.
And cool, now that's Andy. Officially your name.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he's like, I did that's not write happened. That shit. Like everyone's like, nah, Andy, you're fucking drunk. Those were not the letters.
All right, let's kick this game
Let's
off.
Start with him.
We're going to start with Andy.
Define zoopsia.
That is whenever you go to the zoo, you happen to get turned on.
Damn zoopsia.
Yeah.
I can't visit that zebra pen.
It's that feeling when you take like a first bite of hot soup and it burns the top of your mouth.
Wow.
You went zoopsia.
Yeah. Well, the Spanish invented it, so it's with a Z instead of an M.
It's wearing zoot suits whenever, wherever.
Fuck you, Brian! Damn God damn it, Brian! Oh, I hate you! My answer was going to be an obsession with zoot suits, where you have to wear them all the time constantly, especially when having sexual relations. Mm. Fuck you, Brian.
Mm. Zoot suit riot!
Damn it! We covered soup, we covered zoos, we covered zoot suits.
Yeah.
What's left?
Zoopsia.
I got nothing. Damn it. I don't like going last.
It's a sequel to Xanadu.
I like that.
All right. That's what I'm voting for.
It's an inverted Xanadu.
All right.
Xanadu 2.
We're like scissoring Zoopsia.
I think I'm going to score this differently and just make one winner.
Mm-hmm.
And what was yours again, Ken?
It's when you take a mouthful of soup and burn the top of your mouth.
It's pretty good.
I kind of like that one. Although Andy was a close second.
Don't pick mine, Lou, you fucking...
Don't pick it? All right, Andy,
I think it's better. I think it's better if you just pick it instead of
yeah, I like
yeah.
Andy.
Yeah. I like that better.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Ken?
Yes, sir.
Why is Bill Blogg famous?
Bill Blogg?
Yes.
He was the first homosexual to type about his day on the internet.
That's that motherfucker Bilbo's cousin.
Nice.
Bill Blog. Bill Blob Baggins.
Oh, you may have gone to there and back, but I'm blogging about it.
The first human to surpass beavers in building a log dam.
Wow.
God damn it. I was going to say something
that
close.
That sounds good.
That could be really? Legit.
I was going to say out my hat last minute.
I was going to say originator of the log cabin.
Oh,
and blogger, awesome. Ironically.
Yeah.
Andy B?
First person to run a mile?
Is ever.
That's why we used to call Miles blogs.
I'm always happy I only live like 10 blogs away from
this. Yeah, man. I got a ticket for going 10 blogs an hour over the speed limit.
Dude, I was doing like 90 blogs.
Did like 10 blogs on the treadmill today at the gym.
All right.
I hit somebody with my car and then drove away at 65 blogs an hour.
I actually forgot to tell you the first one.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
A type of hallucination in which the victim sees nothing but animals. That's
the zoo.
Pretty close to the zoo thing.
Yeah. And Bill Blog.
It's also you also hungry like the wolf.
Yeah. I think Jill had the best one. Something about log cabins or something.
Yeah, shit, right? No. Log cabins was Pete. I was about surpassing beavers and building log dams.
Oh, no. It was Andy. Fucking guy who first guy ran. Okay.
Forgot about that. All right. But the real Bill Blog invented the blogoscope, a device used in aerial photography.
No one cares.
Yeah. Why would you name it after your shitty last name?
The blogoscope.
It's the blogoscope.
Hey. Let me introduce you to the bergometer, which reads how dumb that answer is. You got 9 bergs.
That's right. Pretty dumb.
Cats. The anagram for P-U-F-F.
P-U-F-F?
Yep. This one's the real answer is fucking stupid, by the way.
P-U-F-F?
Yep, like puff.
Pussies used for fucking.
Nice. That's good.
People up for fucking.
Something, something for fucking.
Did I take yours? Did I take yours, DMP? Did I take it?
Something, something. Dark side.
Something, something, dark side. Something, something
Andy B.
operational.
P-U-F-F.
Parallel universe for fucking.
Ever stop using for fucking. Stop using for fucking.
I want to fuck this out. I want to fuck Bizarro World Scarlett Johansson.
No means yes in Bizarro World.
Actually, no means harder.
No means yes in Bizarro.
No means harder and faster. No means harder and faster.
I'm obviously going to have to go with penis is used for fucking.
I got to tell you, man, I got to give it to Andy B. He said parallel universes. I had no idea for fucking was coming.
Wait, Ken hasn't gone yet.
No, yeah, he dude. Said. Yeah,
penises is used for fucking.
Oh. It's people united to fight frustrations.
That is the most bullshit organization.
That sounds like fucking
would
to
you,
me.
Like,
you actually might have got
would
that
you like
right,
to read this brochure on trying to fight frustrations? I'll ignore it and I'll help myself out.
What are you doing?
It's okay.
Out?
I'm already a member of People Against Minor Annoyances.
What are you doing when you get stressed out? You go have sex.
Speaking of which. The movie Lucky Night. What's that about?
Am I first?
Yep.
It's about a knight going through the territories just getting it on with wenches and damsels.
Sounds like a good night.
Thomas Knight is a gambler.
Rob Schneider is Thomas Knight.
Derp.
He has to win the World Series of Poker if he's ever going to win the love of his life.
Oh, shit.
But enough of
nah, the board game part, yeah. That's good. Andy B., Lucky Night. What's that movie about?
Lucky Night is about a dog.
He's getting into the pit. Shut up. Everyone shut what? Up. He's getting into the pit.
No, that's it.
It's a delusion.
Like, you know what sucks is I was about to say that it was one of those goofy Animal Planet shows about a cat at night, but I can't even believe it's about a dog.
Oh, my God.
In your mic, dude. In your
mic. Andy B. wins.
It's about a dog.
It's about how Andrew B. won this game.
Oh, fuck being clever. Just give him the points.
Holy shit.
It's about dog ran a mile.
Oh, man.
Like, all right, you know what? It's like I try to add complexity to my comedy, but he's dumped it down to like two words where it's like I can't compete with fucking, it's about a dog. Like, yeah, shit, all right.
It's brutal.
Whatever I was thinking about, like.
I'm crying.
Wow. The guy who ran the first mile. Like... All right, I'm gonna have to. It's unfair.
They're beautiful in their simplicity.
I'm gonna have to fight. I'm gonna have to fight this war with different ammo.
I'm with you. It's time to take out the simple guns.
Yeah. He's saying he's going dumber.
Yeah, I'm going
dumber. Your stuff down. Jesus Christ!
All right.
Whatever guy who's standing grinding weed next to me, shut up.
All right. So all lucky right. night.
What was it?
It's about a wealthy woman who meets a bum on a park bench and marries him.
I would not watch that.
So I guess she gets fucked
by.
Was he hot? I guess she gets fucked by a bum.
Wait a minute, no, that's the most unlucky night in the world for her. She
not if you're the bum.
Yeah,
she marries a bum.
No, the bum's lucky. Yeah.
Unlucky night for her though.
Well, it's told through his perspective.
Oh, what did you do last night? I married a bum.
Maybe it was the one Tom Jane. You know? Yeah,
I just want to get my kids back.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Who? It was Jill that time.
Jill went
right?
last.
So Pete, in Ladysmith, Wisconsin, if you are not licensed, it's against the law to make.
In Ladysmith, Wisconsin.
Yep. You have to be licensed to make.
I'm trying to think of a very Andy B. answer. And it's not.
Phillips head screwdrivers.
Can I go? It's not going. But can I just go?
Pizza.
Is that your thing?
Yeah.
All right, pizza. I guess, Jill, if you have it, let's just hear it.
Babies.
Population zero.
Was that your answer, Andy?
It was going to be, yeah.
Oh,
babies. Damn it.
I'll share it. If that was your Oscar answer, let's share it.
Well,
I'm going to come up with something else.
All right, Ken?
Turkey dinners.
Where were we doing this?
Ladysmith, Wisconsin.
Black Mamba.
Anything but cheese.
I would say cheese key should be my next backup. I'd go
Did you
with.
Come up with anything, Andy?
A sandwich.
Damn, you got trumped.
Wow.
Sandwich beats babies every day of the week.
Unbelievable. All right, this is going to wow you.
We got a prodigy.
Limburger cheese.
Wow.
Well, I'm right then. I get a point for that.
You got the opposite. Yeah.
Wait, no, I said anything but cheese.
Yeah.
So I got, I was right.
No, you were exactly wrong.
Limburger cheese is a cheese. Wrong.
Yeah.
It was cheese.
Technically speaking, Limburger cheese.
Oh, you know what? I was thinking that they take such pride in their cheese, they don't want you fucking it up.
Yeah.
This is how
I see where your head was at, though.
Yeah.
This is how you fucked up Never Have I Ever, by the way. But Limburger cheese is really hard to make.
What, you did Never Have I Ever and you just bragged a bunch?
It was one of the...
He couldn't get it straight.
We were playing, it was King's Cup, and it was one of the fucking rules, and everyone's like, Never Have I Ever, and they couldn't get the concept of taking your finger off if you've done it or not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right, interesting.
All right. Next one.
So we'll start with Andy. IATT. What's that stand for? IATT.
IATT.
Point.
I got it.
I guess Jill's got it. Let's hear her.
I ain't that trick.
Okay.
Like it?
Sounds like a TLC song.
Is that a rap
song?
Yeah,
I love it.
I ate that Tootsie Roll.
Ken was, I ate that Tootsie.
Oh, alright.
Tootsie Roll.
I ate Tootsie.
IATT was the original lyrics that got scrapped for Ting Tang Wall over there.
IAATT.
No, Alvin, it's all wrong. Alvin!
Oh, I am totally trashed.
Nice.
Andy. I thought you were just making an announcement.
That too.
IATT. Anything?
Who are you talking to?
Andy B. Because he didn't have one on the
International Association of Transient.
Of what?
Transient. Transient. Transsexuals?
Another T.
Transient.
Don't feed him answers.
All right.
I liked it.
Let the mind work.
What was yours again, Kat?
I see the gears turning.
It was the initial lyrics for Ooh Ee Ooh Ah.
I think that was the good one.
I like that one.
Yeah.
I think Ain't That Trick was the best.
That was clever. I liked it.
Yeah, that was the best one. By clever, you mean best. You know this, Ken. I campaigned hard for one of mine, and that's the one I'm campaigning for.
Bad move. Yeah. That's not the one you should campaign for.
That that's the one.
Wasn't that good, Joe? I'll tell you.
It was awesome.
All right, next question.
All right, Ken. Judith Shackleford. What's she famous for?
Oh, that's slut. I think she banged 5 presidents.
The
old standby.
She was the 2014 winner for shittiest last name.
Who won?
Jew Shackleford? I don't know the fucking
Judith
Shackleford?
Oh, he just heard Jew. I love that. Judith Shackleford is the mother of Judas, whatever's name from the Bible.
Iscariot?
Thank you.
He had a last name?
Yes, he did. Thank you, Pete.
Well, this is Judas, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like Madonna?
Like Madonna.
Like Nelly.
Like Cher. She's the inventor of BDSM.
All right.
What's BDSM?
Bondage and shit.
That's what I thought. Just making sure.
Bondage and shit, man. That's where the BDSM comes from.
But bondage. And sadomasochism. Where's the second letter come from?
I said stop.
All right.
No, it's seriously. I want to know.
Dominance. They just picked a random one.
I am not putting those letters into my Google.
All right. Domination, yeah.
Andy B. Judith Shackleford.
She's the one that invented 2 girls, 1 cup.
Oh. Can you invent that?
One up. She's one of the girls.
How do you produce and lick the shit in the cup at the same time?
Ooh, I'm having like numb.
I got a pretty strong like stomach and will, but I was 15 minutes into that, I cannot.
15 minutes.
You didn't jerk off to it?
No, I did not even a little bit. Like
15 minutes later, I was in my refractory period, and I was done with it.
I was like,
I needed a nap and a Gatorade.
It was like the second or third time they threw up into the cup. I was like, I can't do it anymore. It's awful.
I jerked off to that a couple times.
It's not sexy. It was just dewy.
I've never seen it. I've never seen it. I never will.
I miss it at you.
I'm not missing out.
Steamy good fun.
Like
steamy.
I am not ever.
They didn't
ever,
make it trying to make it like an internet
sensation. One day someone will surprise you.
What?
Her. She's never seen it.
Yeah, you might.
It's not gonna surprise you. It's gonna be totally fucking gross.
Look, here's what you do. You watch it. You grab your favorite teddy bear. Wink, wink.
Oh. Right.
And you see what happens.
Oh God. Can eat ice cream for like a week.
Milkshakes for.
I'm old enough to know what I like, and I don't like that in that way.
You never know.
Yeah.
That's all right. So, Katz, what did you say?
She had the she used the 2014 whenever world's shittiest last name.
World's shittiest name. You said bondage or something, right?
No, I said that was Judas Iscariot's mother.
You said bondage.
Bondage was mine.
Andy B said
2 girls.
I like that Andy B. I think.
Of course.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah,
it was ridiculous.
I applauded it.
All right. You liked the best one, Lou. You don't say.
King of non sequiturs, Andy B. rules.
All right, Katz is going to be up next.
I don't know. Chimps?
All right, you won this next one. By default.
All right, so, Katz is up next. Define the word Scarpetti.
What was she famous for?
Oh, right.
Yeah,
good touching point. Wings.
Oh, you gotta like this one. She invented the inflatable dummy for pantyhose displays.
What?
Inflatable
I've never seen
Judas Shackleford, everybody.
A, what inflatable dummy have you ever seen for a display?
It probably led to the sex doll, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
It's a precursor to the real doll.
Yeah.
So is it what this is great for? That.
Which, I guess in a roundabout way, when sex box come around, you can sort of... So say Judith had
so the original mod, like the first sex bot model will be like, oh, I just got me a new Shackleford.
And what was her last name again?
Shackleford.
I hope they call him Shackleford's.
She's the grandmother of the sex bot.
And the first sex bot the will be doll. A Model T. Get it?
Yeah, I get it. I was thinking it the whole time. But she's a predecessor
Pete,
of real
you get
dolls.
It?
I get it.
Okay. All right.
What do I have to do now?
Define Scarpetti.
Scarpetti is a headbreaker in Staten Island for the Gambino crime family.
It does sound very Italian.
Oh, yeah. You can get scarpettied, you know?
Scarpetti is a kind of a Cuban alcoholic dessert. Named in the honor of Scarface. It's like tiramisu, but it's got this really weird dark line down the center of it. It almost looks like a vagina in a weird way.
Clams.
What is it?
Scar Petty.
Scar Petty is it's like a manicure or pedicure for your scars, where you bejazzle them.
Oh, I like it.
Wow.
It's originally called a scar mani pedi.
That's good. Andy B.
That is the Scarlett Johansson fan club.
Wow.
Are you a scar petty too?
Yeah. Did anyone get the scar petty newsletter this week?
Ken, are you sticking with clams?
Did anybody see Lucy?
Clams. It's clams.
Man, I think I liked Pete's. What was yours again?
And clams not in the shellfish. Scar mani petty. Money.
Yeah, scar mani petty. Yeah, I think I like Pete's.
I was talking pussy, but I... Same difference.
Hemp soled mountain climbing boots.
Hemp soled?
Yeah.
Like the soles are made of hemp. Hemp.
I like. Yeah. I thought you said sold. Like,
no, you don't buy them with hemp.
Sole, honey.
Look, you have money. That's good. But we take only hemp for these shoes. No.
Please accept
hemp?
This rope.
Do you have hemp? $1 bills?
Oh, right. 3 feet.
You smoked our last yard? You son of a bitch!
Okay.
Can't smoke hemp.
Jillian.
Yeah, okay.
I'll go for you.
But in Manzanita, Washington, it is a crime for a bartender to...
What part of Washington?
Manzanita.
For... I'm going to go with the obvious. Can I go?
Go. Yeah, you're up. Yeah.
No, you can't. The obvious answer, and it's probably not going to win, is that serve someone who's obviously intoxicated. A duh.
In Manzanita, I was close to what you were thinking. But it's what is it? Illegal to serve a bartender?
For a bartender to
serve a woman. This is Manzanita.
Yeah.
It's true.
We know what's up.
Let's see. It's illegal for them to serve someone a virgin drink.
I like it.
Okay. Alcohol, get your stupid soda out of here.
You're a designated driver? Pussy.
Fuck yeah.
You drink in the corral. Drink out of the trough with the rest of the animals.
Why don't you go eat at Houlihan's, you faggot?
Kenny?
Yeah, in Manzanita, it's illegal for a bartender to...
Whoops.
Serve a bear, a gay, or a Jew.
A bear?
A gay or a Jew.
Yeah, you heard me.
So you don't mean gay bear, you mean bear.
I mean a bear.
Okay. Or possibly the bear Jew.
The bear Jew.
Or the gay bears.
Sorry, Watson, I want some honey.
They're all in that family. Gay bears can't have it. Bear Jews can't have it.
Go in there, you're like, hey, buddy.
Shark bear.
You gay? Because if you're gay, I can't tell you.
You better be smooth as a baby's ass if you're gay.
You better be straight Gentile, not a bear.
You better hate honey, motherfucker.
Bear walks in the bar, is like, I'll take a cup of honey.
It's like, no, you won't, motherfucker.
We don't serve your kind here, bear.
What about bear sharks?
Exactly. None. Oh, sorry.
No, you won't serve the bear?
Sharks is like, you get me kicked out of everywhere.
He'll give the shark a shot of seawater, but... The bear's got to stay outside.
Right. And the smokers.
Why would the shark drink seawater? Like, I'll get a shot of ocean. Great.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
People go to oxygen bars. I don't know.
Because they're stupid. Dishes.
Yeah. All right, next one. Next question.
Wait, Brian.
Yeah.
He's got to go, I think.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
In Manzanita, what is it illegal for a bartender to do?
To tell knock-knock jokes.
I wish.
What? Right. He played my knock knock jokes at the bar.
Well,
he's playing the Andy B. Rule strategy.
You know? look, I mean, that's why you've never heard one at a goddamn bar because it's motherfucking illegal. Yeah. Like,
no, I'm saying, Lou said I wish.
Just saying, like, imagine you had the bartender who just wouldn't stop telling knock knock jokes.
Like, listen, guy, give my fucking peanuts and get the fuck out of here. I don't care who's there, dude. Get my goddamn beer and get out of here.
Knock, knock.
All right. So,
knock, knock. Just give me a fucking drink.
Who's there?
Yeah. It's illegal.
Who's there? A Bud Light!
It's like the sixth one you've done, dickface. All
right, so it's illegal to eavesdrop on a customer's conversation.
How could you not do that?
Yeah seriously.
No, you can't.
There are no bartenders in Manzanita, Washington.
Excuse me, sir, you're talking too loud. I'm not allowed to eavesdrop.
It's all just vending machines with Bud Lights in them.
Sorry, bartending is like the priesthood. You hear confessions all the time. You just keep it to yourself.
And you just get to rape little boys with no consequence.
That's the priesthood.
That's what you compared it to.
Yeah.
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 Don't go to Manzanita.
I'm saying bartenders are more pure than that.
Why? Because all they do is serve alcohol.
Exactly.
Doing the Lord's work.
Yeah. There's a ton of creepy guys now trying to become bartenders.
Yeah.
Get water into wine. Can you turn 16 into 18, God?
You're like, yeah. I can serve drinks. When do I get to do the boys?
Technically, 16 is too old.
So,
all
right, I'm giving that one to Ken. That was a good one.
What did I even say?
Something about bears and Jews.
And then something about a bear.
I hear an episode title.
Yeah. All right. And lastly, Pete, the movie The Crazy World of Julius Vruder.
Julius Vruder?
Vruder.
Vruder?
Two O's.
It's actually it's a very dark story of a very twisted serial killer who kills pregnant mothers.
What was that first name again?
Julius. Like an orange Julius.
Delicious.
The daily life of a city rat catcher.
Rat catcher.
All right. Wait, Andy B., I think you got to go. Yeah. Let's keep it.
About a dog.
That is the story of Julius Caesar's cousin.
Fucking Andy, not only got a good one, but I was going Julius Caesar too. Fuck.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
All right, cats.
What was it again? Julius what?
Vruder.
I don't know. It's about some fucking twit that backs into success.
Julian?
Well, I was going to go with the creator of the Orange Julius, but you fucking ruined that for me, Lou.
I didn't ruin it.
Yeah, you did, right? It's not funny anymore. So Julius Vruder is the creator of the screw.
Okay.
The screwdriver, the screw that you use with, and the screw that we do in the bedroom. That's Julius Vruder.
I don't know why he's trying to answer with the funny answer. It was.
Some twin who backs into my success. You that's why. It sounds fucking... It like was sex to me.
It was the exasperation in which he said it too.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
He backs in.
Twitter stuff. Backed into six.
He was going Julius Caesar. I don't even.
Right. Well, I had to change my answer, guy. Am I gonna, yeah. I'm gonna piggyback on Andy shit. Like, oh, yeah. He said the Julius Caesar thing. Oh well, you know Julius Caesar. Blah blah blah. My answer. Like,
all right, I'm actually gonna give that one to Brian, and that's the end of the game.
All right.
Andy ran away with this with like 6 votes.
Yeah, he did.
Brian is up next with 2. A tie for 3rd between Ken and Pete. I'm sorry, Jillian, didn't get any points this time.
I'm still mad about the whole Teddy Love bit. You wouldn't let me finish my goddamn
That was him. That was him.
Not you. I mean, Sore in general. Not you. Just Sore in general.
Look, we could have done it one of 2 ways. My way, which is funny,
yes,
or
it
your
was.
Way.
Yes,
it was
girls.
Girl,
you just love teddy bears. They'll sit there and they'll listen to everything without saying a word.
I didn't say anything.
And they'll still
to that.
Keep the same. Well, that you should have because this was.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what's next? Do you have another thing?
Well, what we could do is the whole sponsorship thing.
Okay, so here's the breakdown of that.
Yeah,
we want sponsors.
Oh yeah,
we're not getting any sponsors.
Not yet.
Yet. Okay. So we're going to try to entice some sponsors by sponsoring things.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you guys a couple bucks a month if you say some weird shit on here.
We say weird shit in the air every week.
But
no, you're talking about like,
he
like
wants
real
specific
companies
things.
Or something like that.
Well, I'm a real person.
Ken, can you give us an example? Ken, I'm curious. You piqued my curiosity. Give us an example.
Yeah.
Well, like, if, for instance, you said, instead of calling it Paint It Black for the month, you called it, you know, Burger King Home of the Whopper. What's your beef? That's how you start off the episode.
God damn it, that is a better name.
Might get more listeners.
Welcome to Home of the Whopper.
Wait, Home of the Whopper.
Who, like,
this is Burger King.
Whose is
a
food-based
thing,
though? Like,
what is your beef?
Today's topic, chicken rings.
Fuck them. It's all about the nugget.
What about the chicken fries?
Hey, you know what's a brilliant idea? Putting fries on a burger.
Yeah, see, I mean, we're out the good things here, Pete.
Gravy, what is it?
What kind of sponsor? Who do you think would sponsor you guys, though? Like,
well, Lou.
Well, Lou, would you take it from here?
Well, let's just go around the table and do ads for just everyday products or companies that maybe they want to sponsor us.
So I got to do an ad for the company to entice them to be our sponsor.
Precisely. Right. You want me to go first?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, give us an example.
All right, so I took a shower with Irish Spring today. Irish Spring body wash.
Anymore,
yeah.
Tell me about it.
Irish Spring. It's one of 2 things that Mix are still proud of.
that Mix is still proud of.
Irish Spring, everyone. Use it. It's wonderful. All right, Andy B., you got any ideas?
Are we going in order here?
Yeah, why not? Let's just go around. Unless you have an idea ready.
I got one ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We got ragu sauce, mm-hmm. like fucking dirty and cheap, just like a real Italian.
Ragu, if you're listening.
Listen.
I'm glad you got the... Why'd you get the Puerto Ricans? Why do you gotta go for the Italians? He made fun of the Mix.
I don't give a fuck about what he said. He's stupid and Puerto Rican. I don't listen to that shit.
I should have went Goya.
I got one. Goya. I got one.
Yeah.
This is for the ladies. You want to increase lady viewership and get yeah. some lady products in here?
I'd love to do that.
All right. Cover Girl. We'll cover your ugly mug so you actually have a possibility of getting laid.
All right. Like well, it. I guess I got to go get the Puerto Rican. So
yeah.
Gillette raises. You can't get held up by a Puerto Rican with one.
I like it.
All right, you listening, Dollar Shave Club?
Right.
I hear there's you like advertising.
There's a few Puerto Ricans in Brooklyn right now. They're like, oh, you can.
He's got the Mach 5. I'll give him your wallet.
That's probably it. That's probably it.
Wait. Puerto Rican said, Sharon's listen, Holmes,
the first blade merely nicks your neck. The second blade.
Oh, that gets even, real good.
I don't even want to tell you what the fifth blade does.
It spits in your wound.
You fuck with me, I'll turn on the vibrate function.
I took off the lathering strip.
You just have one clean shaven
maniac!
It's so uneven! Give him your wallet!
Give me your pesos.
Alright, Pete, you had
he's one? Not using shaving cream, I'm gonna have pimples.
Nothing like that. I don't have any racial attacks.
It doesn't have to be racist.
I'm drinking a Labatt Blue, so yeah. Labatt Blue, like Bud Light, but northern.
Well, well, that Labatt Blue might just sail the way on us.
Come on, Pete.
Kind of went wild for that.
Right.
Like, yeah. That it reaction? Was very moderate. I like it.
Yeah. It's like you really rode the middle there.
So I like to go.
Always pushing the envelope, Pete.
I know.
It didn't
I'm a dangerous son.
It didn't offend sensibilities, eh?
Oh, I guess I should finish that with the Canadian. Sorry.
You're right.
Labatt Blue. No, thank you, Canada.
There, that's how it's done.
Oh, wow. I don't know. You guys think we got a chance?
No.
Maybe Labatt Blue.
Not at all.
I thought the ragu was going to eat that up, bro, to tell you the truth.
No, it was pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah.
Better than ketchup. Like.
A little bit cheaper.
You guys got any others, or should we just call it?
I mean, you want to go around? Going? You want to go around? I'll go to another
yeah,
round.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't we just say whatever comes to mind?
All right, so Taco Bell. It's like Drano that you can eat.
I like it.
What else are you going to do at 3?
Right.
Beats jerking off.
Internet. I never had a conflict between the two, to be fair.
Internet porn, because you got 15 minutes.
Or 2 hours.
I mean, you're going to just depending tease on yourself. Your day. Oh, man, that's a Sunday afternoon where you got nothing. You're just like, I'm home alone. I got shit to do.
Internet I'm going to look up some weird shit today.
Yeah. Not even weird, just like.
I'm going to delve into the dark net for my
just get
nut.
That good jerk.
What the fuck are you jerking off
to? I don't know. I'm just saying, like, you're saying 2 hours.
Sometimes you go down a rabbit hole.
That's obviously not the normal shit.
No, it's not.
I've got another one for the ladies.
Okay, all right.
50 Shades of Grey. Because you're too much of a pussy to actually watch porno in your home, but you'll go to a theater to watch it.
That sounds legit.
The girl I'm seeing full on said yesterday, she goes, is she seeing that movie with some friends?
Oh, yeah, I was planning on it too. But I have a boyfriend. He wants to spend time with me on Valentine's Day.
Oh, fuck you. You fucking miss out. She actually said, that if there's no penetration in this movie, I'm going to be pissed.
There's going to be no penetration. There's going to be no penetration. She's going to be pissed. I'll tell her that right now.
It'd be a porno if they showed it. Like,
well, that's what the book is.
Actually, if it was a straight up porno in the theater, I'd take you to see it.
That's like, what happened. I'd stay home.
This is going to get awkward.
Honey, I'll make it a porno afterwards. Just take me to go see it.
So why you got to take you to see the... I mean, regardless...
Because you're bad at foreplay, honey.
That's a
Oh! Yeah, let's see what 8 years does to you, too. Like,
you were never good at it. You were never, ever good at it.
Oh, shit! Oh, this is terrible, ladies and gentlemen.
Honey, no guy is. No man is.
He's really.
Men just aren't good at foreplay. You're just not.
Oh, my God. He's punch drunk, ladies and gentlemen.
Brought to you by Maxim. We'll teach you foreplay.
That's how the pros do it, Lou. Yeah.
I think Maxim just really made, like, the, was it the Jersey Shore generation? It was this, that's what I get from that magazine.
X-Body Spray?
Awesome.
Trojan.
I want to smell like a dick face.
Trojan vibrating rings, so you could skip the foreplay.
They do the foreplay for you.
Trojan condoms. It might feel like sex.
I'm going to say the one I said before we started. Will prevent you from having children you want to have.
Slightly better than your own hand.
Trojan condoms. At least you're not jacking off.
For women.
That's a good one.
Hookers. No foreplay needed.
You don't pay him to come, you pay him to leave.
I'm upset. I'm not a whore.
I'm not advertising Jills. I'm advertising whore.
You're right. You got to let the toothless hooker in Harlem get a little bit of action too, right?
Well, yeah.
Oh, Brian doesn't go to Harlem. It's too scary.
I got one for
you. Black.
I got one for the ladies. Hookers. Blowjobs kind of foreplay for them.
Ollie Knopf kind of is for me too. Right.
Well, since we frame since we frame everything as a game, did you have a favorite, Lou? Someone we could crown here?
Not really. I think we all.
He lost track of everything.
It's a tie.
Yeah. All right.
I kind of felt like you kind of want to say it like Kermit.
Kind of.
Say it like Kermit. Yay! Yay!
It's a tie.
Someone do Miss Piggy.
That was pretty good.
That was good.
That was pretty good.
That's why I didn't do it. He's got a really good Miss Piggy.
Oh,
does that mean you could do Yoda too?
Yeah.
No, not so much.
It's about the same thing.
If you give him the lines, he can...
Give me!
Never mind.
Nice.
All right, you want to do stupid people?
Yeah, let's jump into it.
Stupid people.
I take you now to Vermont, where a Vermont lawmaker is trying to pass a bill that would give his state a Latin motto. Rather.
Latin mono.
It's the worst kind of mono.
Oh, man.
Fictitious, virilous, stupiditous.
I feel when you say lawmaker, he has to have cowboy boots and a cowboy hat.
In Vermont?
Yeah.
You say lawmaker, lawmaker's a lawmaker.
No, in Vermont, it's Birkenstocks and a fancy scarf.
And a jar of maple.
And a dildo necklace.
No, and a jar of maple syrup and an antique in your other hand.
And his beard is like...
I'm thinking a bolo tie.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely bolo.
Not in Vermont.
Yeah. Bolo tie.
Snakeskin boots.
It's Vermont.
The word lawmaker is straight up cowboy.
You're thinking
Let me tell you guys something.
He might even have spurs.
East Coast and West Coast, we dress, all over the place. Everything in between is the prairie.
It's East Coast.
It's a fucking
Vermont is East.
It's the prairie.
It's the Northeast.
Is it?
It's the North. It's like three states up.
That's the one?
Yeah. Vermont. Huh. I spent some time there. They're all hippies.
Where do you think Vermont is?
Everybody works at a brewery.
Wait, time out. Where the fuck do you think Vermont is?
I did not think it was on the East Coast.
Where did you think it was?
I mean, it's not on the
like
East
the
Coast.
Midwest.
You know, it's right by Kansas.
Vermont is not a coastal state, Pete.
Wow.
It's in the Northeast.
Where's the...
That's not what he said.
The more you know.
He's saying there's the East, there's the West, and then the middle of the country.
Vermont is not on a coast. There's no coastline in Vermont.
Yeah. It's
northeast.
In
it's
the
northeast.
Yeah,
northeast.
But if
northeast.
I'm saying
so
coast.
Is Ohio.
I'm saying coast.
What did he say? Move
for you.
Well, you're describing it like it's in the the Bible Belt.
I'm just saying everything that's not directly on the coast.
You know what Vermont worries about? Tornadoes.
It's a big barn.
It's not a barn. It's more of a...
It's a giant barn.
It's a barn with antiques and gays who can get married.
It's more of a puppy mill with that brews beer.
And
it's
the delicious ice cream.
Don't forget the ice
cream. It's
just
and the
wild... skiing and the moose and rocks that will kill you.
We're getting
you.
Away from the point.
It's a wild prairie piece.
Is that what
it's actually
about?
A frozen wasteland. It looks
I'm
like...
shocked. I'm shocked, dude. You fucking thought Vermont was like in the Midwest, like Bobinzara or something like that?
Yeah, do you know what? You know what it looks like?
No.
Skyrim. Just picture that. Like the frozen wasteland mountains, and that's Vermont.
There's nothing in Skyrim, so
they
I
have
guess
moose,
I'm right.
They have giants, and they have woolly mammoths.
And ice cream.
And ice cream.
Delicious.
Anyway, so they want to introduce this Latin motto, Stella Quarta Decima Fulgiat. I don't know what it means, but a middle school student came up with it, so it must be smart.
It means Stella Quarta we're really Decima. Tolerant towards
to you. That I say, Umbika Unja.
I think you just proposed to Jillian in Klingon.
Stella.
It's my job. It's
either
solo.
Something about beer.
Something
about Stella Artois. Like, let's get drunk and fuck is the motto.
Say it one more time.
All right.
Say it one more time.
Stella Quarta Decima Fulgiat.
Yeah, that sounds
there's
like...
There's something about destiny in there, or fortune. But it's technically destiny, because fortunus is it what
you gaze and ice cream.
It means
come at it.
Boring and cold.
Right. It means never bang a stripper named destiny.
It means we allowed gays to marry first.
All right, but here's the thing. So this guy puts on Facebook, should Vermont have an official Latin motto? And guess what happened?
The internet blew up?
Of course it did. I'll read you.
They were
some,
all jazz hands about it.
Some comments.
Hey, now, Vermont.
Just before I start this, we all know Latin, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Of Latin that it's
Veritas acquies.
Yeah. We know it's not Spanish, right?
Veritas.
Okay.
Something.
Because here's the following responses. Absolutely not. Sick and tired of that crap. They have their own country.
Oh, dummy.
Here's another one. Seriously, last time I checked, real Vermonters were speaking English, not Latin. Good God. No, you a U.S. citizen. Learn and understand the language.
All right.
Last one was ethnic.
These are fake posts to make stupid people dumber.
If there's you more. Could, because Vermont is in the prairie, like we discussed.
How do you
do
say
a southern voice?
Like,
how do you say idiotic senator in Spanish? I'd settle for the
Puerto Rican. Out of English.
Okay.
Yeah,
I can't do sound.
Wait. On the off chance that these are real posts, which I don't think they are.
No, these are real.
No, they're not real.
They isolated the fake ones.
All right, okay, here's your thing.
I have the fake ones here. You want to read them?
To quote every academic I ever encountered in my life, remember prestigious boarding school?
Just stop it.
To quote every academic...
Whoa, there's a black person here. Oh, wait, all right. So wait. So let Jillian finish. While you were at the Vry, what happened?
It's more like, sir, can you get me a drink?
Latin is the language of scholars. It's what every professional that has to learn medicine or law has to learn is Latin.
Well, then these are real. Listen, we are thousands of miles from a
real point.
We are thousands of miles from a Latino border. And this makes sense. Why?
I can't. It hurts too much.
Sorry.
No, this is America.
Yeah, let's continue.
All right, everyone settle down.
Let's continue.
What the fuck's going on?
I asked Lou to hand me his garbage and he dropped it.
Sorry, you want some more of my garbage?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Go on, right. I can handle it. Keep going.
I got
When my family members came here in 1903, they learned English. No one catered to them. My family learned. English is or was our language here. Funny how everyone has to bend to them of different language. Makes me sick.
What the fuck
Latin
does he
is
think?
A dead what? Fucking language.
He obviously thinks he means
moron.
Latin like Spanish.
They think Latino.
Yes. I know. I get what they think. They're fucking dumb and I want to kill them.
And then there's this is the one that was kind of ironic to me that I liked.
Don't you think?
It goes, a little bit ironic. Yeah, I really do think.
It's like Rayan.
Says, hell no, this is America, not Latin America. It gets better. When in Rome, do as the Romans do.
They spell
Latin. Holy shit, that was ironic, wasn't it?
He's got a point, though. It is not Latin America.
It is. And when in Rome, do as the Romans do and speak Latin.
Everything he said was
sure
just
in
truth.
Rome right now, they speak
that guy was Italian. Cracking.
Can't you hear the
but
mic drop?
From they spoke yeah. Latin.
Listen, that guy was just cracking eggs of knowledge all over us. All right,
I dislike ignorant, dumb people so much that it makes me feel like I'm a little Hitler. It makes me feel like I'm evil. I can't handle it. I can't.
That last guy knew what he was talking about.
Oh God! Somebody I just want to cut off their balls and make sure they don't have children.
Somewhere Hitler's rolling in his grave though, because a black lady just said that she's a little Hitler.
Oh yeah.
He's like nine.
He had it. He had it right.
I couldn't dunk.
He had it right. He had it right, but wrong. Wrong group of people. Keep the Jews. Stupid people. That's who you need to annihilate.
Yeah, I agree with that.
All right, this is the next one. It's kind of a non-story, but it's interesting. A pug-faced monster got giant tit implants.
Pugs?
With celebrity?
A very unpleasant-looking woman. There you go, Jill. That one. Got a 32K breast implant.
When you say K, is that a lot?
She's not the worst woman in the world, but she's pretty bad.
Oh, K size?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. I never even heard of K. I heard of J.
And here's what's interesting about them. They're inflatable.
Ew,
they have a pump option.
She has
a walnut-shaped port under her right armpit that allows her to inflate and deflate.
I wish I had a couple ports. I'm not USB and or micro USB accessible.
I use an Apple charger.
Can they play music too?
They light up and play a tune.
Does she have to clean her port?
I would imagine you take a Q-tip to the port.
You're blowing it like.
Is that a sexual thing?
Can you fuck
her? Ask her husband.
Can I Q-tip her port?
No, I wish
that'll cost you a few bucks.
I wish men were capable of being inflatable too.
Are you talking inflatable dong?
Yes, I am.
Oh, come on now.
Brian.
I didn't say Brian. I didn't say Brian. I said men.
Yeah, but you've been with one in like a decade. So.
You said men. You looked
I had Brian. Men before.
You think your job's bad?
I had men before Brian.
That was good. That's pretty much that whole story.
But she's ugly.
She's very gross looking.
But I've seen
how is this a story? Oh, she has ports.
Because she has...
Is she Bluetooth?
She has tits that change size at her will.
Her tits play like music up to a mile
Jam
away.
Jambox, Jamex, T, Sony, yo, bar. Oh, titties. All right.
34Ks.
I can't...
And they light up.
And I found it amazing. Like, it says...
they play the final countdown.
Yeah. I found it amazing. It says, but Big's boobs have paid off. She's in high demand with photographers.
Oh, yeah. He says...
Bullshit.
Here's his quote.
Yeah, people are like, let me see that fucking port, you weirdo.
He says it's better to photograph her than book three girls with half the breasts.
Right.
Yeah, they have to charge their fucking cameras up somewhere.
Like, are they fucking... She's
a walking phone charger.
Are they renewing Garbage Pail Kids or something?
Listen, I'm just saying...
Don't be bitch.
I can't hate because she has exactly what I said I wanted in that game that we're playing yesterday. I wanted the ability to inflate and deflate any part of my body.
Like you're a superhero six or some shit?
Something like that. Yeah. You deflate your waist, you increase your boobs, increase your waist a little bit more on your butt. You look awesome. I can't hate. Godspeed to her.
I like to She's inflate gross. My wallet.
But she should fix her face. She should find a way to fix her face.
That's where the money
should
have
did that first.
Yeah. Yeah, that's number one.
Yeah.
Most of you guys don't look at the face, though, really.
She's talking about,
like Scott Steiner. Kind of got to.
Yeah, she mentions things like she sees people
she does
crashing
like
their cars and such because they're looking at her. Like, I don't...
Yeah. No, it happens.
Maybe, but in...
It does.
Maybe in, like, a disgust kind of thing. Like, what the fuck?
She does look like
Listen,
she's about to...
She looks like a fucking living troll doll.
If I've learned anything...
Remember those fucking things? Rub their belly.
She had a jewel on her belly.
We're gonna pump you up.
Make a wish.
If I've learned anything from living with three men for 2 years, is that you guys very
one
rarely...
guy and three bitches.
Yeah.
Fine. I've learned that you guys very rarely actually look at the face. You guys are always like, oh, the body, her hot body. So she actually was going with supply demand.
Guys don't even care about the face right. Sometimes.
Here's the thing though. Why it doesn't have to be adjustable?
Adjustable, because so sometimes you have to have a job
for
and
dancing.
Be serious. And other times you just need to get a free drink.
You otherwise, think this bitch is considering real work?
No. Otherwise, she has to sleep standing up. Liz.
Sometimes you have to go see Sometimes you have to go see your family and go to a funeral or a wedding and look respectable. And other times you need to like get.
Well, any
money.
Girl with a back tattoo can't look respectable ever.
Yeah.
Oh well, yeah. She's a whore.
Yep. All right, let's do the next story here, because this next stupid person is one of my own, meaning comic book fan, who took things to the extreme here. This dude from Venezuela, I believe, cut his nose off
to spite his face
to look like a comic book character,
like Tyrion Lannister.
No, he got his face altered via plastic surgery. 37-year-old guy to look like the Red Skull.
He,
Lou, can you pull up that picture?
Yeah, I
so
got
that
it
people can
guys.
See that, because that's a disgusting.
Fucked up.
Now here's the problem with that: he got his nose cut off so he could look like a Nazi comic book character.
Yeah, I got that.
Brother.
Yet he looks nothing like said character. Instead, right. He looks like a horrific monster.
This is why I think this story is kind of horseshit. Where he may have said he's doing that
to look like Red Skull, but.
He's got a bunch of body modifications that look nothing like that.
Well, when you get to the forehead and he's got those implants that make his forehead look like it's a like a Triceratops or something.
Yeah.
No, it looks like he's got a bad case of gonorrhea on his
Jill's forehead. Watching some show that this guy was trying to get like surgery to look like a Ken doll. And
you got
like,
a dick cut off?
No. Like, maybe, I don't know. But like, he wanted, like, the way he looked, like, he literally looked like a doll. He wanted to look the actual doll, not like a guy who looked like that. It was fucking weird.
Yeah, but this guy, like, in that same vein, does not look like the movie version or any comic book version. No. He looks like
a herb.
What I'm trying to say is that it could be real because, like, people are just stupid.
Yeah, but he's got, like, giant black swatches on his face that look nothing like
the character. He's got like tattoos on his face.
He's got like these rings implanted under his skin.
Like the movie version.
No, like the movie version looks like a skull. This guy looks like a monster.
This guy's crazy. He's got some issues. And that's the thing you can do.
He's willing to go so far to look like Red Skull, except he will not shave.
He won't shave his beard.
What is he, Muslim?
Well, I mean,
he's Venezuelan.
He looks, you know what? He's not white.
He is the world's most interesting man.
And you know what? I think he even went as far as
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I want to look like a Nazi monster.
I think he even went as far as to do the, you guys ever see the tattoo eyes?
Yeah, his eyes are black. Yeah.
Ick.
There's a lot of ick going on here. All right, let's do the next one here. Mm-hmm. When I go onto my stupid people site where I find all my news, aka Reddit's News of the Stupid, this was the only story that was there today. And that's a family staged an elaborate, insane kidnapping plot to teach a nice 6-year-old not to talk to strangers.
Wow.
Oh, like, what's his face from Arrested Development?
And that's why we leave a note.
Yeah.
And that's why we don't talk to strangers.
And it always ends up with the guy's arm ripping off.
Yeah.
And then when the child cried, the uncle proceeded to be like,
has nobody in this family seen a fucking chicken?
Yeah. Chicha, chicha, chicha.
This is
go. Or Lindsay, she like.
This is all better if you could see us dancing.
Watch Arrested Development, full series, fantastic, right. And you'll know what we're talking about.
Netflix, bitch. This involved a four hour long kidnapping with a real handgun because they thought this boy was too nice and that he would talk to strangers. The family convinced a 23-year-old male friend to kidnap this kid to scare him away. From talking to strangers.
Scare him straight,
essentially. They said that as he got off the school bus, he got kidnapped. The guy said he would never see his mommy again.
Oh.
Showed the gun to the kid, drove around in the truck,
his penis.
Tied him up, covered his face with a jacket, and threatened to put him into sex slavery.
Oh my god, he's how old?
Oh, shit. Pulled his pants down and threatened to put him into sex
slavery. How old is this kid?
6 years old.
And I called that. I said, showed him his penis. Well, maybe just the underwear, but it's still scary.
Holy
So the family shit. Has now been charged with felony kidnapping, abuse, and a whole bunch of other shit.
How is it kidnapping if it's your kid?
Well, they weren't the ones who did it.
Look, it's a fucked up family, apparently.
Yeah.
Listen, no, there's been a lot of...
we gotta toughen up the boy.
No, there's been a lot of this...
Rape him!
Wait, there's been a lot of this in the news lately. And by a lot, this is the second story, I mean, with adults trying to scare kids straight or get kids ready for, like, terrorists attacking the school and not telling the parents that it's just a drill. We've taken things to a whole new level because we're way too freaking scared. Just everyone bring it down a few notches.
And relax.
Send a letter, explain things, and just take it from there.
Yeah, your kid's not that cute.
Was it, if you ever, I always thought, like, if you ever want to scare kids straight, like, not from crime or any of that bullshit, but, like, just in general, like, make them do better, just take them to, like, a 9-to-5 guy who, like, just is a data inputter. Like, make them sit there from 9-to-5.
And I thought you were going to say beat him.
Not beat him, just be because like, look, this is what this guy does every day, 40 hours a week for the rest of his life, 2 weeks vacation. Hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, seriously. Like, no, that would work. That would work.
Like, oh, my God. I can't do that kind of shit.
I got to study and do right and make something myself. I can't do this shit.
Or you could drop them off on a corner in Brownsville and be like, these are the guys that are really fucking hustling.
By they Brownsville, you mean hours. The black neighborhood?
Of course. Brownsville, capital of ethnic town.
Like, you guys really don't know where Brownsville
is. Lou and Brian, racist police.
All right, never mind.
Drop them off over at Tortillaville. And let them see all the beaners over at the Home Depot.
Brownsville is just bad, it's a bad neighborhood in Brooklyn. Yeah.
Oh, so I see you headed to Kikeberg.
No, just a bad neighborhood in Brooklyn.
Good math there, you know.
Although I will say, the Chinks are taking over Brooklyn. They're all over the place.
Lou, let's go.
Lou, all right, that's enough of that.
They're everywhere.
Thank you, old grandma.
Like you can't go. You can't go fucking one block without seeing.
Thank you, Grandpa.
Oriental Tea Shop.
I shouldn't be shocked that Lou doesn't know.
Right.
That Lou doesn't know that Brownsville's in Brooklyn because he didn't know Vermont was on the fucking.
He didn't know Vermont wasn't the East Coast. Missouri. Yeah.
You know what's funny? I've been to Vermont. And I still don't know.
I don't think that you have.
I don't think you have.
No, I have.
I think you played Skyrim.
No, we went. Yeah, no, because we stayed at like a ski lodge.
Sure you did, Liv.
Yeah. No, we did because that's where I got my moose socks.
All right, let's do this last one. And this is not necessarily a stupid person. This is an evil bitch story. And I kind of want people to support this guy because he went through some shit. So this guy had a kid. As he's in the waiting room, doctor comes out, says, I'm sorry to tell you this, but your son has Down syndrome. Finds out right out the gate. He goes into the room, asks, sees his wife. His wife says, we're giving up this shit, this kid, or I'm divorcing you. He refuses to do so, so now he is divorced and a single parent of a Down syndrome child. Mm. That is some evil, cold shit.
That's fucked up. I mean, you birthed it. I mean, Jesus Christ, lady.
Seriously.
This is somehow your fault, bitch.
I just don't know how, like, a person can be that cold.
That's so fucking cold.
Like, unless you're in Sparta, I mean, like...
Nah, right.
Yeah.
If you give birth to this little fucking miscreant, you should at least have the fucking balls to take it out to the river and drown it.
But there's good news. That's fucked up, dude.
Glub, glub.
That's really fucked up. Especially from where I was going to go.
The river throwing off that fucking cliff in 300.
You're right. The river people might drink from that. Take it out to the sea.
All right, let me get to the nice part of this.
You eat a dick, nigga.
That's drinking water in the river, kids.
So this guy set up a GoFundMe. You guys know GoFundMe.com?
Yeah. It's kind of like Kickstarter.
A little bit. He set up a GoFundMe page where he asked for a year's pay so that he can take some time off to raise this kid on his own. He asked for $60,000, and the total is now $475,000.
Wow. Good for him.
So that's a nice story.
Go fund yourself.
Go fund yourself. Yeah.
Fund yourself right in your ass.
But if you want, it's... Despite all the awfulness, it's GoFundMe.com/bringLeoHome.
Yeah, give him some money.
I'm gonna donate $25 because of that awful joke.
Yeah, you should. That's karmic.
Yeah. I'm going to fund helmets. Different sizes, you know.
You're gonna spend like $30 for helmets.
Left and right-handed baseball gloves.
Can you specify what you're spending money for?
God, I'm not sending money. I'm sending things.
You go to evil places. Yeah. That's all I got.
Do we have any more segments available?
I think we're good. We've been going for almost 2 hours.
Really?
How long?
Let's do $1.30.
Yeah, we started at like
$1.30.
Jillian wants out.
Is there any
like our listeners? I want out.
I got one more for the sponsorships.
Okay.
Netflix, because that third thing you want to watch, we'll do for tonight.
See, I think that might have some traction.
Anything you know else? What? I wanted to hear more real life stories from you guys.
Real life stories? Why don't you start it up then there, guys?
No, because the one in particular that I wanted to hear was from last week. You guys said it after the show. Was where Pete's family thinks cats drink cereal with water.
I don't drink cereal. I eat it.
They just shove it down your gullet.
That's a non cereal. When we were teenagers, cats stayed over at my house, and we didn't have milk in the house, so cats ate cereal with water.
Like real soldiers.
So now my family is convinced that he's this crazy drifter who just eats water down cereal.
Which is kind of ironic because
I'm the poor one.
No, because Pete, like, Pete was definitely the poorhouse with no milk. So it was like, why was I the drifter? Because Pete didn't have no milk. I was because
that's the difference of opinions. Is in reality, we were the family.
I was like, well, when in Rome.
Exactly. We were the family that couldn't provide. And you were just like trying to be accommodating. Like, poor folk. I like this too.
I didn't want to insult you. I was like, well, I'm not going to have fucking milk with my cereal with these poor bastards. I'm just going to fucking. Give me your finest tap.
No, to be fair, you did pour water from the Brita filter.
Or whatever. You know,
it was distinct.
Fancy.
It's not even bad.
Oh, you're a Go-Good family. I like it too.
What I love about it.
Oh, we had mad Go-Goods. I had little brothers.
Is that this guy fucking used the water, and they were just immediately like, freak! Freak!
No, what happened? My mother...
It's persisting, like, to this day.
My mother went like, Brian, stop, I'll buy milk.
That's... No. She thought she was the worst mother of all time. She was like, don't eat it with water! I'll go buy milk! Why'd she say something? I was like, I don't want to bother you, Ms. Berg. And she's like, I'll go fucking buy milk right now. She dropped the F-bomb right there.
No, that's true. But cornflakes and water is kind of gross.
It was fucking terrible, Pete. I'm not... I didn't see what we house that much. I was like...
Let the woman buy the milk.
This whole time, I was imagining, like, Lucky Charms. No. I'm like, at least this nigga got some marshmallows.
No, but that's...
fucking cornflakes, Pete?
That's a thing in my family is everybody in my family remembers what my friends ate in that house as teenagers. For example, Tommy... who's our friend from China, everyone will always remember him as the guy who stole the box of Oreos and ate every last one.
Did he?
He did.
Stole, like, more like confiscated.
That motherfucker snuck two sleeves of Oreos into your room and ate them all.
That motherfucker. I knew he was wrong about General Tsao.
What was it? Pete's house would be the house you go to that had all, like, the bootleg joints. It would be like, instead of like gushers, it'd be like flushers. It'd be like,
yeah. They make you shit afterwards.
I'd be like, oh,
they were laxatives. You weren't supposed to eat those.
They were squares instead of diamonds. It was just like, all right. It's like, I mean, it's bringing me down a little bit, but all
right. Right. King Crunch.
These are delicious, Mrs. Burton. No, it was like, we didn't get Fruit Loops, we got like Crunchos. Right.
No Dunkaroos, you got Plunkaroos.
Flavored circles.
We got dunkable kangaroos.
You got Plunkaroos.
Plunkaroos.
Lego My Negos.
The most racist waffle ever.
It's like, what the fuck is this? I don't know, you're supposed to eat it with molasses or some shit.
Jerry's cheddar fish.
See,
Jerry's
this is how you
cheddar
know.
Fish. Oh no.
Man, can we get some motherfucking goldfish up in this joint?
Jerry's cheddar fish?
Jerry's cheddar fish, man.
This is how you know Lou grew up kind of poor too, is he knows all this shit.
Yeah, we had a lot of kicks.
Like, you're accurate with it.
Shasta.
Jacks.
Because, like, you guys had flavorless cornflakes. We had, like, flavorless kicks.
Ooh, kicks are flavorless to begin with.
I know. And they always, you know what really ticked me off about it was the commercials were like, kicks are great. You know, even Mikey likes them or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, bull fucking shit. Mikey has got no taste. And if I see that motherfucker, I'm kicking his ass.
You didn't like kicks? I liked kicks.
You grew up hating Mikey.
You liked kicks? I was sister. Dreaming about Fruity Pebbles, you know?
Fruity
like,
Pebbles?
Why do you think the man invented Fruit Jacks?
Yeah.
You don't like kicks? I thought kicks was a pretty decent cereal.
Kicks is all right.
Well, says the guy who ate it with water.
Well, I mean, it all evens out when you eat things with water, regardless of the fucking
who's never been on tough times, like...
Yeah,
that's called soldiering up, Lou. Sometimes you don't
look. They bought the shitty kicks so they could afford the milk.
Yeah,
it's a trade off,
right?
I bought expensive cereal and no milk though.
So yeah, we didn't have a lot. Like we had milk, but no snacks really. It was primarily like Nesquik.
Nesquik?
Yeah,
you eat it with a spoon.
You eat chocolate milk?
I did have it with a spoon actually to make it last longer.
Oh, I used to do that.
You eat the powder?
No, not the powder, but when you mix it up, you
You drink it with a spoon. Spoon it up.
Like I used to do that when I was a kid, too.
Soup?
Yeah, kind of, but too fast in a glass still. Yeah.
Well, you're kids. Sorry.
Drank my milk on my head.
Kenny tough guy over there. I never had a childhood.
I eat my rice.
He was born with that mustache.
I like to make my Chinese food last forever. I eat my rice.
He's like, guess what? I'm here. Call me Kenny Tight Lips, because I'm never going to snitch.
Dude, come on. You're
I like to make my Chinese food last longer. I eat one grain of rice at a time. Like,
to make it last forever.
When you're a little kid, you do these things.
Yeah.
No, when I was a little kid, I like played outside.
You're like, I'm going to touch a pussy and I'm going to kill a guy and not rat on anybody.
No, didn't kill anybody when I was young.
He walked up to his first friend and was like, My name's Ken. And I ain't no stoolie.
He was like,
snitches get stitches.
I mean, that's a better
you
way.
You ain't a snitch, are you?
Time out. That is a better way.
If you is, I'm going to stab you.
Time out. That's a better
way. Are you eating that, drinking that strawberry milk?
That's
with
a better way to introduce
yourself.
That's a better way to introduce yourself, Lou, than being like, my name's Louie and I'm a stoolie. Like,
let's go call the cops.
Oh, you better not do anything foul. I'll tell on you.
I learned that lesson probably. I was about like second grade, I would say, and we were throwing rocks across the street, as little kids do, and we broke this guy's window. We ran away, and he like chased us down. He like saw where we went, like whose house we went into, and he came and like was talking to our parents. And I told that, like, along with my friends, we all were just like, nah. We weren't throwing rocks. That's weird. Another car must have kicked it up. And he was like adamant. He's like, I saw you throwing rocks. We're like, you're lying.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't throw any rocks.
Ken, did you throw those rocks?
I didn't see nothing.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it went.
I think I saw you throw those rocks.
Go suck a lemon.
Let's call it a day.
Wait, time out. We got a little fire back at Berg here. Right?
Yeah.
I saw him do it! It was Kenny! He threw the rock!
I have Polaroids!
I'll testify!
I saw it.
You can tell it's him because it's got the date in the corner.
He's holding up a newspaper.
He's the only kid with a mustache!
You're the only guy I know that like stands by snitching is the right thing to do.
It's fine, man. Catch some criminals. It's all good.
Man, you don't give a fuck when it's not your turn to give a fuck, Pete.
I don't do shit wrong.
What about people who fucking take pictures of your car parked in a handicap spot?
Oh, they suck. Fuck
that.
That's
snitching.
That's to an extent. That's like to the nth degree.
That going out of your way and snitching.
Going out of your way to
is
snitch.
Different from like, all right, I might not get as much time.
And
if
it's
I
no,
snitch.
It's a Solberg, victimless
if ever,
crime.
If you ever what? Committed a felony yeah. and you called me up and you were like, dude, I need your help, would you feel all right if I was like, yo, cops, yo, Pete Mitt? Committed his felony.
Yeah.
To be fair, I wouldn't snitch on you guys.
I don't
believe that's not what you're preaching in this choir.
Right? Yeah. Lou was talking about reduced sentences for fucking giving up knowledge. Like, Lou,
yeah, but that's different from being like,
that's
you know,
the type of shit that gets you fucking clapped.
Like, I saw that nigga out my window and he was dealing crack rocks. Look, like, that's
I live
Western.
In a nice part of Long Island. I don't like him. I don't really have to worry about this shit.
Yeah.
I don't
Lou, who do 30 years not to suck a dick, would snitch on a fucking on a drop of a hat?
He would do 30 years because he wants to suck some dick.
Right. Guys, we're going on 2 hours here.
All right, so finish us up, Pete.
All right, so you know the deal. Follow us on Twitter, at PIB Comics. Like us on Facebook. Email us, paintblackcomics@gmail.com. Listen to us on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, PodcastNation.net, our new home, which I caught ourselves on again.
Yeah, we're
day.
All over that shit.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than like putting on a radio and hearing our voices come out.
Love it.
It's a good time. Ken, you were on that one. And that's about it. So, anything
I missed? We're going to start a new Kickstarter. It's get that nigga Pete some milk.
Get me some milk. And none of that, like, 1% shit.
I want whole milk.
Yeah,
and none of that organic shit.
No real soy milk. No almond milk. Okay.
I want cow milk.
You want cereal
as it was intended.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never had it to this day. Yeah. 32 years old. Never.
He's still eating cornflakes. He's never had flavors yet.
I pour orange juice over him now.
When Pete eats cereal, it's like...
I gotta stop eating Kix, too.
His greatest day was when he got 2 prizes in the cereal box.
Hey, don't knock it.
Double stickers, yeah!
That was a good day.
I will say, like...
I put them on my wall.
The day that I had an Elio's where 2 pepperonis were layered on top of each other, I was like, holy shit! This is the day! Whoa! I took a picture of it and everything. I was like... Nigga, I got 8 pepperonis.
He started an Instagram that day.
He's like, Jesus Christ.
This was Tuesday.
After that, I was like, you know, I'm not even going to play the lotto because this was the lucky. Yeah. This was the lucky event in my life.
The sad thing is this was Monday. Like, yeah. It just happened.
It's like, I got to put this on Facebook.
Whoa. Double pepperoni Monday.
Moving on up to the east side to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
All right, so that's enough for tonight.
Yeah.
So for myself and Brian and Lou and Andy B. Rules and Ken and Jillian, close the door behind you. Oh, I see a man.
happen at one. Oh, yeah, it was like lightning. Everybody was frightening. And the music got soothing.